There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? A guest-free Friday edition of the program today. Not by design. We actually had a scheduled guest that was unable to join us to talk about the difficulty in hiring young folks these days. Trail King Industries, trailer manufacturer that's located both in South Dakota and North Dakota. The CEO making some comments that have caused quite a stir down in a South Dakota newspaper this week. We were following up on that, and last minute change, he was unable to join us. So we'll reschedule that. We have Dana Perino on Monday, the former White House press secretary and Fox News Channel host now, who's written a book, And the Good News Is, on Monday on the program. So look forward to that as well. And but every once in a while, it's kind of fun to just go guest-free and honor our fine listeners on What's on Your Mind. We started the program today with a simple request for you to share a story about your mom. So we could honor moms everywhere as we head into Mother's Day weekend, and you have not disappointed. Todd and I are marveling, as is Manny, our fine engineer and producer Matt, at the wonderful What's on Your Mind audience and the great stories we're hearing today. So keep them coming, and if there's something else on your mind, that's okay, too. Susan, she likes her mom, and gave a shout-out to her mom, but she was more concerned about her flood insurance going through the roof, trying to figure out what the heck the deal was. And we appreciate trying to help Susan out. We're getting all kinds of folks offering suggestions, and others welcome as well. So we'll get to the bottom of that. We love getting answers. In fact, one of our listeners said we ought to do a flood segment because there are a lot of changes to the National Flood Insurance Program that people may not be aware of. Great idea. And it's one of the reasons I mentioned a friend of mine, DJ Coulter, who's in our line of work lately, because he said that they get a ton of questions on it. And I don't, insurance agents don't make any money on the flood insurance program, right? It's more of a service because it's a national flood insurance program. It's not like part of their arsenal, but they're your insurance resource. They want to be there for you. So it isn't a money-making thing, but he was telling me they just get an inordinate amount of questions about it. And now with these recent changes and flood maps changing, there's a lot going on. So it's a good suggestion, and we will heed the call to do that in the coming days. I have not also forgotten about all the questions that we have had on property valuations and increases on your property taxes and, differences in the state's, numbers and the local county's numbers and, the assessment values and the appraisals, and we're planning shows very soon. Actually, trying to arrange a time where we can just take an entire program and get some experts on. So we're working on that too. Haven't forgotten you. We're always up to the challenge when you want particular topics or questions answered here on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from the studios of 550 KFIRE, Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100, The Flag, Western Minnesota, Eastern North Dakota, 50 kilowatt blowtorch, as well as KTGO Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Williston, and, of course, KLTC Dickinson as well. 24/7 at iHeartMedia, too. Get the app if you haven't got it yet. And you can always bring us wherever you're at. Dave in Williston, next to go on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I'm calling out that gal that's having problems with flood insurance.
Susan in Beulah. Yeah.
What's that?
That was Susan in Beulah you're talking about, Dave.
Yeah, Susan.
Yep. Yep.
Anyway, let me tell you what kind of happened to me in Rapid City. Bought a house 12 years ago, and then here about 3 years ago, they put me in the floodplain, and so I had to get flood insurance. Basically what happened is Congress mandated to the flood program that they had to bring their books to current. So they went around the country and put everybody in the plane in order to draw in more money. The only thing I could do is dispute what my flood level was, which would mean that I'd have to get an engineer to come out and shoot my property and then prove that I wasn't in the flood plain in order to get out of the program. So
sounds like we had a caller earlier that ended up doing the same thing, which isn't free to do what you're talking about there, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to have the expense of having them come out, and then you got a 50-50 chance whether you're above that mark or not. So,
have you done that yet?
And then they classify you in the different zones depending on how far above that you are and how much your property is actually in that too. So that kind of sets what rate you're going to pay. They also mandated that the premiums would go up 25% for the next 4 years in a row. And then Congress kind of stepped back on that and eased off on that a little bit. But it's still like I pay $1,200 a year right now, and it'll go up from there. I started at $800. So,
well, Dave, thanks for the depressing news, what you had to go through to get that straightened out. But appreciate you calling and sharing that story. Thanks a bunch. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email's welcome to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Laurel sends a note. We had a beautiful mom, a rural school teacher, and a mentor to many young people. Mom married a farmer and became a great help. Mother of seven, she worked very hard. Memories of coming home from school and seeing homemade rolls, donuts, and her famous cakes. Fond memories for us kids cleaning eggs to be sold, and she'd have time to talk about the relatives who came from Norway and homesteaded in North Dakota, the hard times of sod houses, of the many decreases in families, the loss of lives, and how those people endured with the faith they had in God to keep going. Thanks, Laurel. Appreciate that. Others, welcome. Now, again, this might require you to come out of your box a little bit, to actually pick up the telephone, call a radio program, and tell a story about your mom. But just think of that memory. Think of that. And you can go get the podcast, put it on CD, and have a keepsake forever. Tell us your favorite story about your mom. We're honoring moms today on Mother's Day. Here's a call that came in during the break, by the way.
Hi, I would just like to leave my Mother's Day message. And, growing up, my mom was a kid trying to raise kids. She was a teen mom, and my dad, he took off, for the first few years of my life. Eventually, he came back and decided he wanted to be a dad, but in the meantime, she had four boys, including me, and we had it rough. I mean, she didn't always make the best decisions. She wasn't always the model parent doing what she was supposed to. But when we were down and out, she always put in the effort and the work to make sure we got by. I mean, we went through homelessness. Oh my gosh, so many moves. We've moved so many times. I'm glad for that life, even though it was rough coming up, because it gave me a new perspective that a lot of people don't get. They have these normal, quote-unquote anyway, lives where, their parents were good parents, they raised them, sent them off into the world, and they only know that type of environment. But what we went through, kids should have to go through. But I look back, and it taught me a lot of important things. So I'm glad for it, and I'm glad for what she did, the sacrifice she made.
You honor her with a great story. Appreciate that very much, and thanks for the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Todd, have you got a story about your mom you can share with us? Such a shy guy, I know it's hard to get you to talk
about. Well, I mean, the problem is most of the stories about my mom would really be bad stories about me.
Is that right?
stories about, me knocking over the whole wall full of model cars in a store and her having to take me out.
So unending patience would be the best description.
There's your positive spin on my mom. No, she's great. She really is. I think she appreciates the fact that I married somebody who's only 5'2", because she's only 4'11".
Is that right?
So I think she kind of appreciated the fact that I married somebody that she didn't have to, like,
a little
far up to.
A little tiny mom, but obviously a mom that packed a lot of
she's punch. She is never, I mean, she's in her 70s. She's still running her own company. She was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis back in the mid-70s. And she has had a never, ever stop spirit. You cannot break this person. If you've ever seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail, she's the guy that's the torso that'll be sitting on the ground going, "It's only a flesh wound," and we'll keep going.
All right, patience.
Love
is the,
my mom.
I'm adding that to my list of mom words here today on the program. Dean and Bismarck when we come back. And Manny, you're not getting by without sharing a mom story, too. So stay tuned. All that coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
I'm Insignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary and Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. New Mana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, New Mana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, New Mana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy New Mana today at PowerPrepper.com. New Mana Food Storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The parts you need and the great people, too. And some of the best full-service automotive machine shops in the upper Midwest. Harley Davidson, the Caterpillar, and everything in between, their machine shops can handle it. Equipped with the latest technology, staffed by skilled technicians that can perform the full range of services you need. You'll find them all throughout North Dakota, western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. In fact, if you're in Glendive, ask for Mike Bender. Mike's been with Heat Alls for about 15 years, loves working for them, and loves serving their customers there. He's a car guy, like most of the folks at Heat Alls are. They just love a motorcycle guy, too, but I was talking with him about his first car, 71 Dodge Coronet. How about that? Liked it so much, he went on and got a 69 that he bought from the original owner and still has the car today. Loves it, loves it, loves it. We were also talking about it was the very first car he rode in when he was in junior high school. And so that's how he kind of had the love for the Coronet. Kind of cool. Motorcycles, my gosh. He told me about a Honda 750, the choppers. And done some work on that. And several other motorcycles as well. So, you know, it's the kind of folks you find at Heat Alls that love turning a wrench, love, fixing cars, collecting cars, being part of it. And they love servicing your every auto part need because it's part of who they are at Heat Alls. Heat Alls has it, the parts you need, and the great people to go along with it. HeatAlls.com. Tell them Scott sent you. See Mike Bender there in Glendive, location of Heat Alls. Dean in Bismarck has a mom story for us. All right, I'm ready for another great one. Dean, how you doing today?
Hey, pretty good. Well, there was 18 of us kids in the family, and so we all could have stories and stories of our mom, and she's still alive. She's 89 or 90 years old, and growing up on the farm, there was endless amount of time you spent with your mom out there. And I don't know where I could start, but I just got to say we love her, and she was a wonderful mom to all of us, and we all survived out there in the farm with how much work she put into everything that she did out there for us.
No easy life on the farm, is it?
No. From turkeys to ducks to chickens to geese to pigs to everything, we did it all out there.
Wow.
And a garden that was about the size of some people's yards in town. It's the size of a garden she had yet that to grow everything out there. It wasn't so much to buy stuff in town.
Now,
super.
If I had to press you for one story that just whenever you think about your mom, this story always comes back. Which one's front center? What's the one story that always sticks
with you? There's a couple of them. One of them was here when, oh, man, there's so many. But one of them that really does is when we were cutting chickens' heads off the butcher out at the farm. She says, Dean, why don't you do it? Now, I don't know how old it was, 6 or 7. And I go, sure, Mom, I'll do it. So she says, here, take the knife and just go like this. Well, when I tried it, here I had my finger in the way, and I cut part of my finger off.
Ouch.
And she just laughed about it and put a Band-Aid on and said, okay, let's go and just finish cutting the head off. But she just was impressive to go and do stuff like that when she was doing it. And there is just so many stories that person could tell for hours I'm out there. But and then one time when we were at school and our son had his birthday party, we were at the YMCA or at the Mandeck Community Center, and she was probably in her 80s, and my son told her, Grandma, come up here in the jumping board and jump off into the deep water. Well, Grandma said, sure, she's done so much swimming. Well, she gets up on the jumping board, and the lifeguard was over there in the corner screaming, hollering, don't jump. He thought he was going to have to go rescue her. Well, she jumps in and swims to the side, and the lifeguard comes running over there to her. Are you okay? Are you okay? And she goes, I've done this so many times. She says, I know how to swim. And that was so funny, the way that lifeguard was screaming, trying to get her to don't jump.
Everything she'd seen, that was a piece of cake, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was no big deal for her to jump in that water. She's done it so many times. So, and I imagine out in the farm, all the stories, oh, my goodness. But just love her very much, and it's very neat that you do this.
Well, our part's easy. The stuff that moms do is not, so we want to make sure we give them a little air time heading into the special weekend. Dean, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. If you have a story to share or a word to describe your mom, something you want to pass along, a little mini tribute, we're offering our airwaves for it today here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Do you notice the crickets have been on the shelf since the top of the show, Todd?
I did notice. We haven't needed them.
We've not needed them.
No, because
plus I've left my microphone off because some people have even put me in tears today.
Yeah, it's really
there have been some real just awesome calls.
I love the emotion. Yeah. Most of us, the guys, are the ones that are, you know.
I know, that's just it. We love our moms.
Yeah.
So you could toughen a guy up all you want, but once you throw mom into the mix, all of a sudden,
that's right.
We turn into softies.
Chris in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a Mother's Day story. Well, one that always brings a smile to everybody's face when it gets retold. We were out deer hunting one year, and my mom seen this good-sized doe about 200 yards out, and she lined up, and she took the shot, and the doe dropped. And we got up there, and we're sitting there, you know, looking for the entry wound, and we couldn't find one. There was no entry wound. There was no exit wound. And we're like, what the heck? She must have scared it to death. You know, we thought she pulled off the magic shot. Well, we got to start gutting it, and the insides were all just all pulverized. We're like, what the heck happened here? A little bit closer inspection. Yeah, she did pull off the magic shot. She shot it right up the rear.
Oh, my gosh.
And to this day, yeah, we still don't let her live it down. It's like she pulled off one heck of a shot, hit the bullseye right on the mark.
Oh, my gosh. Well, how about that? There's a marksman for you. I love it. I love it. thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Kurt Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. My mother was born on the Cheyenne River Indian Reservation in South Dakota. And in the early 30s, her father passed away. He was a cowboy, and he fell in the water and died of pneumonia, and they had to move back to North Dakota, up to Standing Rock. And they took a buckboard in the spring. And on the way, there was a train station, used to be a railroad station, called Mateau, South Dakota. That means black bear. And when they stopped there at the train station, there was a preacher and his wife from the East Coast that had been coming out to the reservation and doing their Christian work. And she was so cute, and they were kind of pitiful, obviously. And she was so cute that the preacher and his wife came up to my grandmother and offered her $500 to buy her as a baby. And, of course, obviously, my grandmother turned her down. And she grew up to raise 9 children. She opened up the first retail, female retail business in the state of North Dakota, an Indian woman in a clothing store in Fort Yates.
I love it. Hang on a sec, Kurt. We'll finish it on the other side of the break. Sherry and Hal, too. Stay tuned.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My pillow is the best. I'd love it for it to be your pillow. You could run around and say, "You got to get my pillow." And many folks have heard us talking about my pillow. Many folks have gone to MyPillow.com and used the promo code SCOTT to get a two-for-one deal. That's the 50% off deal. Or called 800-506-9028. We've spent the better part of the day talking about moms today, right? And what's a better gift than giving mom a good night's rest, right? There you go. Give her a little, order one of these up today. Put a little card in there and say, "Mom, you deserve some rest, some good rest. My pillow on the way." 800-506-9028. And the two-for-one deal means you get one, too. See, so it works out really nice. This thing is the best. And it is backed up with a 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. A 60-night money-back guarantee, just to prove to you it's going to work. They say, "Look, keep it, use it for 59 nights. You don't agree, send it back." MyPillow.com. Promo code SCOTT, 800-506-9028. The perfect Mother's Day gift. By the way, I'm hearing about snow, which is not fun. I had a listener up near Nash, North Dakota, said it was snowing. And then Todd shares this little tidbit from our friends at the National Weather Service.
And mind you, it was 87 degrees in Bismarck last Saturday. 87.
Yeah, so a week later, accumulating snow possible Sunday across southwest and south-central North Dakota because of this spring storm that is rather strong and rolling in, approaching the northern plains over the weekend. Greatest impacts possible Sunday, greatest potential for accumulating snow and potentially hazardous travel will be over southwest North Dakota beginning Sunday morning. In addition, strong northeast winds 25 to 35 miles an hour, along with rain and snow, posing a threat to young livestock, mainly along and south of I-94. Uncertainty remains on the exact track of the storm.
Ooh.
And snow accumulations.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is really goofing up our boat, motorcycle, and convertible therapy sessions. But there we are.
Yeah.
We need the moisture. I get that.
We also
not
have
the,
reports.
Not the S word, though.
Please. Another little bit of breaking news here. Reports of a shooting in Dunseith, North Dakota.
Oh.
According to law enforcement there, they are searching for the shooter. No school in session today, but the superintendent of Dunseith School says he was told by the sheriff there was a shooting last night and the school staff should go about their regular routine. Sheriff Gerald Medrud there was not available for comment. KFIRE TV was trying to track him down. No more details at this time. We'll keep you updated as more information becomes available, okay?
Another one we're keeping an eye on. All right. Kurt in Bismarck was just wrapping up a story before our break about that entrepreneurial mom of his. And started the first female-owned Native American retail business, did you say?
Yes, indeed.
And this while having nine kids.
Yeah, 1958. And she raised those two things, two quick stories that tie in. One of her sons was in the jungle in Vietnam, and I always remember her every night. She had a crucifix on her and a Virgin Mary on her window, and she would kneel in front of that window and pray and pray and pray and pray. That went on for 2 years till he came home. And then the second one is the funny one. She was obviously she's my mother, so I'm prejudiced, but she was a gorgeous woman, and she had nine children. We went into Mandan, North Dakota, which was a big treat. The first time I ever had a hamburger in my life at the Ohm's Cafe. And there was construction crew there. They were building a building there. And we all towed out of there behind her just like little chickens. And the construction workers start whistling at my mother. She was beautiful. They were whistling and cackling. And my sisters and my brothers and I were throwing rocks at them because we didn't like it.
Oh, I love it. Sticking up for mom. That's a good story, Kurt. Thanks for sharing. Appreciate it very much. Really neat to hear these stories today. Thanks. Sherry in Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I had my mother, and my mother worked full-time for an attorney, and then she did income tax on the side and sold insurance on the side. But the best part of anything is that my brother was going to be a backup quarterback. He was a freshman in high school. And my mom wasn't very much in favor of that, but my brother said, oh, don't worry, Mom, I'm a freshman, I'll never get to play. So, second game of the season, quarterback gets knocked out, unconscious, Gary has to go into the game. My mother hates it. So she gets home and she says, Gary says, well, Mom, I guess I'm going to be starting quarterback. So what she did is as Gary was learning the playbook, my mom was right there with him, and if she could hear Gary call out a play or do what the formations was, she knew every route that every receiver should run, you know, where the running back should go. And it was just, you know, it was so fun. They'd get home after the game and they'd sit there and discuss the game.
I love it. A passionate fan, right? And a well-informed one, too, by golly.
Oh, my gosh. It was just, yeah, it was fun. Gary went on to coach at Mandan up here, so. Yes, Don Hansen was his assistant coach. It was Gary Melling. So, yeah, it was fun.
Thanks, Sherry. Appreciate you sharing that with us today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Got a story about mom sharing with us today. Hal in South Fargo, you're next.
Good morning, Scott. Another fine show you have.
Thank you. Thanks to all these fine listeners and all these great stories. I would agree with you.
Yeah, I lost my mother about a year ago, and she had a good long life. She's grew up during the Depression, and in my mind, she's probably one of the first recyclers or probably better described as reusers of everything. She'd take the liners out of cereal boxes and rinse them out and reuse them to help cook things. She'd reuse the straws she'd used and the baggies even. She always warned us that you guys haven't experienced the Depression before, but boy, you know, once you do, it's going to be life-changing. And, you know, she always stressed saving as much as you can because you never know when it's going to come to an end. She was raised north of Grand Forks. And as a girl, after she got done with college, she came down to Grandin and started teaching. And taught there for a couple of years and met my father. And at that time, once you got married, you could no longer teach because you had somebody who would be able to provide for him. And she was able to make room for somebody else who needed a job. But her main mission in life was being a mother. And she never lost track of that, and she's probably one of the best cooks ever. I think she always took offense if there's probably less than 10 people around her table at a meal. And she was always, we're always having neighbors and relatives passing through who would stop in about mealtime. And no matter what we were serving, she could always create just a little more to make everything get around the table. And later on in life, she just loved children, and she suffered from Alzheimer's. And kind of came to a point where it's hard to remember children. But when she saw the great-grandchildren as babies and toddlers come into the room to see her, her whole world just lit up again. She knew that's what her calling in life was. And I just want to thank you for letting us kind of express these feelings. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you, because it's great to hear the unending love of so many folks for their mom. And that's, hey, what Mother's Day is all about, just taking a little time to reflect and remember and honor that honor the memory in your case, or, honor mom while she's still here and others. One of the earliest callers today said, call your mom. And Hal doesn't have that opportunity anymore. So those of us that do, it's good advice. Ed and Dickinson, next up on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Hello. Mom was Rosie Riveter. The pictures about in the war thing about we need you, Uncle Sam needs you. I asked Mom if that was her picture. She said, no, they didn't take pictures of me. But, yeah, she was on the line on the inside doing the riveting. And Dad was in the Navy, and they just passed away.
I'm sorry, what was the last part of that, Ed?
Mom just... Yeah, they both died in January. Could have been without each other for 70 years.
Isn't that something? And was that this past January, Ed?
Yep.
You know, you hear that from time to time, and I just have a hard time believing that's coincidence, right? That it just happenstance. There's something pretty poignant about that when you think about that.
Yeah, Mom said, my sister had cancer, terminal, and my mom said, I can't stand this. I'm leaving. I can't stay here. She died Wednesday the 7th of January, and my sister died Saturday, and Dad was 3 weeks later.
Wow. What do you remember most about your mom? What's the story, that one story that stays with you?
Apple pie.
Nobody can make apple pie like Mom?
No. And peach pie. We had the dirt floor, and we had canned peaches using a tub of lye. And, I tell people for years that my mom said, okay, we're having chicken for dinner, and you got to go pluck it. I came back, and I said, Mom, my water was hot, but I plucked that chicken, but you got to kill it.
That is a good one. Yeah. Unreal. Boy, we take a lot of things for granted these days, don't we, Ed?
Yeah, we sure do.
Don't always do it that way. Dirt floor. Think of that. How many folks out there have a dirt floor? How many folks
don't hear that anymore?
Yeah. How many folks bake the way your mom baked? That's pretty darn neat. Ed, appreciate you sharing the story, and it's a good one. Thanks for calling us today, and thanks for listening. You bet.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care. We got to get Manny's story out here.
We do, yeah. So, Manny, when we come back, last segment. My gosh. This has been a fun, fascinating program. Great stories. Appreciate all the calls. Last chance to get a story in for you brave ones. 855-200-1776. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
With planting season upon us, the North Dakota Soybean Council reminds farmers to exercise good farm safety practices. Conduct routine maintenance and repairs on equipment before heading into the fields. Make sure lights and turn signals work properly and slow-moving vehicle emblems are visible. Turn off machinery before exiting or attempting to work on or around the equipment. Avoid baggy clothing that can become entangled in machinery. Use caution around flowing grain. Adults can become entrapped in seconds. Get adequate sleep and don't take shortcuts when working around grain and machinery. The North Dakota Soybean Council wishes everyone a safe and profitable planting season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with years of experience? Then Braun Intertech would like to talk with you. Braun Intertech has been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners and growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, whether in the field, in the lab, or anywhere helping clients. And you're needed now if you're a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with experience. You can choose your place of work, Williston, Minot, Dickinson, Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, and live anywhere in between. BraunIntertech.com, BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about this great company and these incredible opportunities. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. And listen for our special stop on the Best Places to Work Tour, broadcasting live from the Braun Intertech Bismarck location on May 14th to find out more about these great opportunities from Braun Intertech. Online at BraunIntertech.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Arm yourself with the facts about what it takes to have a secure energy future. The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future has a fabulous website, secureenergyfuture.org, where you can get all kinds of information. Things like, how about this? Not long ago, Minnesota had double-digit unemployment. And today, with a diverse energy portfolio and a stable supply of low-cost electricity, that right now is under 5. Affordable energy has been very critical to supporting North Dakota's manufacturing sector and creating high-paying jobs. By the way, with North Dakota coal, because the coal industry is a reliable source of high-paying jobs in North Dakota alone. There's about 20,000 folks employed directly and indirectly. Big part of a strong economy.
And the economic impact of just lignite coal mining alone in the state, about $3.5 billion. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. And lend your voice to the common sense position that coal really has to be a part of an all-of-the-above energy solution. It really does. For affordable, reliable electricity. The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. All right, last chance on the program, last segment, Friday edition, heading into a Mother's Day weekend. Dana Perino will be among our guests on Monday, the former White House press secretary, who's written a new book called And the Good News Is, for you fans of The Five on the Fox News Channel. You know who I mean when I say Dana Perino. Actually, the reason I decided to invite Dana on the program was a suggestion from a listener. And we had her book, and she has a great story in the book about her boss, President Bush, at the time, getting yelled at by the mother of an injured vet, and how he just let her rant. Just let her go. But I'm telling you, had the honor of hearing stories directly from people who worked for President Bush before. And the amount of time that he spent with wounded soldiers that we don't know about and didn't know about and were not media opportunities is unbelievable. And there are some incredible stories. So I'm dying to ask her a little bit about some of those. And, of course, you can ask her anything you like as well. We've not yet had Manny share his favorite story about his mother on the program. Do you have a favorite, Manny, one you think about all the time?
Not a specific story, but, you know, my mom is pretty cool. She's one of those types. She's very high on life, and she just loves life, and she's very positive. And in times of my life, in my, 31 years on this earth, she's always been kind of the one that when I'm feeling down or if I'm feeling kind of when the confidence is low, or if I hit a tough time, she's always kind of the one that can have that talk with me and make things feel a little better and kind of set me on along that right path. And so, she's quite the woman.
The encourager. That's the word I'm going to write down. Sounds like she's been quite the encourager to you.
Yeah, and honestly, I have two great mothers in my life because my sister's a terrific mother to my two nephews too. So she's kind of that same type of person.
How often do you talk to your mom?
Oh, gosh, every day.
Do you? Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I do not talk to my mom every day, but I do try to not go a day. Let a day. In other words, if I did Monday and I get busy Tuesday and it gets late and I go, God, I didn't call, I'll make sure I do it Wednesday. Right. So, I think that's we started the show with some advice from somebody who had lost his mother and just said, hey, make sure you do that. And my mom is slipping right now. She is in a retirement facility, but is got some significant, memory issues, and so that's tough. And you just cherish every one of those times. So, good advice. Manny calls every day. We're going to do the Manny rule has now been implemented, Todd, and I'm going to call your mom and trust but verified.
If I call my mom every day, she's going to get suspicious. I do call her once or twice a week, but if I start calling every day, she's going to wonder what's wrong.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Manny, your mom doesn't wonder what's wrong with you calling every day, does she?
No, she loves hearing from me every day.
In fact, if I talk to her on Sunday, she'll end the conversation with, well, we'll talk to you next weekend, or something like that. So the expectation is less. Yeah, she might get suspicious if I...
When I worked for WDAY years ago, I would drive downtown, not quite downtown, but in that way, and my parents lived down there. My dad's passed away a few years ago, but my mom lived, my parents lived down there, and my mom would time her walks with the dog to when I would be on my way to work. So I would always end up pulling in and having a chat on the way to work.
Oh, there you go.
Do the face-to-face thing. So, hey, in all sincerity, thank you for, this was fun. We, we actually had a scheduled guest that had to reschedule the appearance on the program to talk about a workforce issue, and we enjoy the weighty issues we deal with day in and day out, but we also love it when we throw out a topic and you want to talk about something that's a little out of the ordinary. And today was one of those days with some really neat, heartfelt stories about moms. And I know there's a lot more people listening that have those stories than obviously took the time to call or share the stories. But hopefully it inspired you a little bit, if nothing else, just to reflect on how important your mother was to you in your life and the other mothers in your life. To go to Manny's point, you got a sister who's a great mom. I have a wife who's a great mom. Unbelievable. And we'll be honoring her this weekend. And a great mother-in-law as well. So there's a lot of moms all around us that are just wonderful, good people. Celebrate. Thank them. Step out of your box a little bit, and for goodness sakes, call your mom. Least you can do. All right, we're out of time today. Thank you for listening. Have a fabulous weekend, snow or not. Oh, I can't even believe that.
Ah.
Special those folks in southwest North Dakota that are going to get a little dose, and south central too. So God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.
If you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz, you can at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's a C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7 no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.